Between all the protests and the teachers unions and everything else, you might reasonably wonder whether or not taxpayers are getting their money's worth and whether or not Washington State students in public schools are actually getting the education that the state says is their constitutional right. On that note, I want to invite our friend, Washington State Senator John Braun, to the program. Senator, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Lars.
In fact, if I remember right, didn't the McCreary decision say that because McCreary essentially said Washington State school students have a constitutional right to an education, right?
That's right. Our Constitution, Washington State Constitution, says education is our paramount duty as state government, and requires us to fund it. Also, requires us to be effective in actually teaching in providing the education that they deserve and are going to need to be successful.
Now, I know that they used the McCreary decision just to pry loose, I don't know, $10, $12 billion out of Olympia. But before we get to this other issue of what's going on, the results that they're producing and the kids who are walking out of school, do you think a group of students could get together and sue the state of Washington to say, you didn't fulfill my constitutional rights, and I've been deprived of those constitutional rights? Would that kind of lawsuit work?
It's hard to know how our judiciary would work these days in Washington, but certainly they'd have a viable chance. And because the truth is, in spite of, as you correctly point out, pouring billions of dollars into our K-12 public education system, the results are not just down, they're significantly down. Prior to the work on McCreary, we were a top 10 public education state in the country. Now we're middle of the pack and we're falling each year based on tests. And it's here's the really sad part about it. It's not because our students, top students, aren't still doing well. They are. It's because we're absolutely failing with what they call the achievement gap, which means the kids in the middle that are struggling for any number of reasons, they're getting worse, not better, because we are not doing our job to give them the education, as I said, they're going to need and they deserve.
And forgive me for this if you disagree, Senator Braun, but when I see all these protests on the college campuses around the country, you know, in favor of a terrorist group in the Middle East, and it's disrupting activities of those schools, I kind of think there's a on a small scale, a version of that going on where hundreds or thousands of high school students have been walking out of school and ignoring the education that taxpayers are paying for in favor of political protest. And I fault the college administration for not taking control of their campus. Should I equally fault the administration of the public schools for allowing this kind of disruption of education?
Absolutely. And I think, I think there is a small point to be made that they have a constitutional right to freedom of speech, but does not give them the right to disrupt education, both theirs and others. And what I think remains to be seen is whether high school administrators make sure there's consequences for this type of behavior. And so in addition to the fact that, you know, this is in large part anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, in many cases anti-American and pro-terrorist, it's also creating great harm to the education of both the folks participating and those around them.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And Senator, correct me if I'm wrong. Over the years when they've told kids, we have a right to control to some extent your free speech on campus. Because if you decide to show up one day for class in a clown suit and a fright wig or whatever, they can say you can't dress that way. Well, I have a constitutional right. It's expression. You say, yes, but the way you're dressed is disrupting the classroom. Therefore, go change out of it or get out. And that is not interfering with their free speech rights if their free speech is interfering with the classroom, correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
That's how they've always controlled, you know, if they say you can dress whatever way you want, but if you dress in a way that's disruptive to the classroom, well, if you've got an organized activity, and I suspect that some of these Palestinian protests are being organized outside of the school, but the effect is felt inside the school, that some of these kids are being, you know, led down the rosy path and told, here, go out and do this. It's a righteous cause. And if somebody's making an organized effort to do that, they're conspiring to interfere with the education of kids, a constitutional right.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. I don't know how that would play out in a courts or legal system.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about going to the school administrators and say, take control of your campus. And if kids decide we're going to disrupt the campus, then you give them the boot.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. They have a responsibility now to make sure that folks who did this type of thing, who organized and participated, disrupted education for our children in certain parts of the state, that there's consequences. That's the bottom line.
Do you have any confidence there will be consequences, Senator Braun? Or do you think most of the school administration is on the same page as the pro-Hamas people?
Yeah, I think the jury's out. I've seen some fairly strongly written warnings from superintendents, but the proof is in the pudding, as they say. I mean, do they actually follow through and insist and take action? I'm not super confident. I'd like to think they will. I think the kids that are there to get an education deserve that type of administration, one that sticks up for their right to show up in class unimpeded, undistracted, and get the education that they're there for.
You know, it's funny, Senator, a few years ago there was a movie making fun of North Korea and all, Team America. And they said, oh, we're going to send the head of North Korea a strongly worded letter. When I hear about a strongly worded letter from a superintendent but no actual action, I think what that superintendent, who's probably making $200,000-$300,000 a year in benefits, is probably doing is covering his backside. He's saying, I'm not going to actually do anything meaningful to stop this disruption of the classroom, but I'll write a letter so I can always point to the letter and say, well, I did something. I wrote a letter. Well, if you did something that had no meaningful consequence, did you actually do something?
No, not really. I mean, so they got to follow through. They don't follow through, it's all meaningless. And it'll happen again, because if there are not consequences, if we don't hold people accountable for their actions, in particular where some of this stuff is it's not just disrupting, it's actually inciting violence. And that's not allowed in any case. So we'll see. I am not super hopeful, but I think that they're there's 295 districts in our state. Most of them did not participate in this. So I think that's a good sign. But the jury's out on the ones where they had these protests on whether they're going to hold participants accountable for what they've done.
Well, Senator, it used to be the job of reporters like I was. You know, I'm still a journalist, but I'm not a daily reporter anymore. But I'm amazed that the Seattle media, the Tacoma media, the other media don't go right to the school superintendent and say, what are you going to do to stop this? And if they say, well, I wrote a letter. Yeah. What are you going to do that actually stops this? And if somebody wants a suggestion, hey, tell the kids, you decide to walk out of class, you will not come back that day. If you walk out and you disrupt the classroom, maybe you'll be out for the week and we'll let your parents know and it'll go in your transcript. And all the other legitimate things that a school could do to send a message. If you want to disrupt public education that costs tens of billions of dollars and do it to the detriment of your fellow students, you will have some consequences. You will not escape it. So far, near as I can tell, they're escaping it. That's Senator John Braun. Senator, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.